We are learning Maseches Hayris, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, maybe Dalet Amud Aleph a little bit, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Hayru Bezdin V'yadu Shuta'u. Bezdin made a psak, and they realized they made a mistake, and they retracted. V'chazurbem, they retracted their psak. Bein Shaviu Kaparas, so Bein Shaviu Kaparas, I'm talking about a case where Roiv of Klaiso did the Aveira, they ate Chelut. And we're not, it makes a difference if they brought the par yet, they didn't bring the par yet, they retracted. Now, some Reuven now didn't hear about this, and he went and he ate chalef. Does he bring a carbon or not? Now, on one hand, you'll say, what do you mean? It's Toilin Bezdin, our Mishnah holds Toilin Bezdin's potter. On the other hand, you're going to say, Lemaisev, there's no Bezdin anymore. Bezdin retracted. He doesn't know about it, Bezdin retracted. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Shimon Paiter. Rabbi Shimon holds your potter. Now, Rabbi Shimon holds, it's called Toilin Bezdin. But Mefarshim speak out already that it's dafka in such a case where it was Roiv Klai Yisrael did already on this. So there, they retracted, but still you're not responsible. Since Roiv Klai Yisrael did it, so then how are you supposed to know different? It's like when everyone eats a certain thing. Like, you know, the kids come home and say, yeah, everyone eats Oreos. So it must be mutter, right? Maybe it is. I'm not saying it's not. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But it doesn't mean anything. Roiv people eat something, it doesn't mean anything. So here, he thought that Roiv people ate it. He old Roiv people ate it. Roiv people eat it. So he said, oh, I was eating it. So that's how he passed it. But if not Roiv does it, then he's no excuse. He should have chapped there, retracted, because not even Roiv people did it. So Rav Shimon Paita. So that's the loch. Rav Shimon goes, Adas Bezdin. The loch is that you're part of it. Rav Lezer, even know it's a suffix. It's a suffix. And we'll see in the Gemara, they bring an Asham Tali, actually. It's a suffix. We're not sure if it's called Tal Adas Bezdin or Tal Adas Atzmai. And therefore, the loch is, you bring an Asham Tali. Now, what's classified as a suffix? Because the suffix has to mean that he has a chance he knew about the retraction. Ezu is suffix. Yosef Sech Beisai. Chai. If he's in his house, he's Chai of Asham Tali. But Hogan is yom. If he's on a business trip across the sea, then the halacha is that you're part there for sure. It's a sure Adas Bezdin. There's no way he knew about the retraction. Omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, I agree to Rabbi Eliezer Elazar. Omer Rabbi Kiva. Moida ani bezeh shukarav liptor minachayva. I am moida to Rabbi Eliezer that it's called Tehillah Bezdin if you didn't know, if you went to Medina Sam, you didn't know about it. What's the difference to going with the Azam Yeshua Beisai? So he answered Pasha. Shai Yeshua Beisai, F Shai Yishma. When he's in his house, possibly heard about it. So that could be called, that natural Pasha is called Das Bezdin. It might be Das Atzmai. But Zev, he's away, no way he can hear. No way he heard about it. He didn't know he heard about it. Via Lekuliyam of our Mishnah Lisa Potter. So it comes out, and our Mishnah is saying like this, that the Shaila is when Bezdin retracts, it's called Das Bezdin. So Rabbi Shimon says, yes, it's called Das Bezdin. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a suffix. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Kiva also says like that, that if it went to Medina Siam, we agree, you're potter. It's definitely called Das Bezdin. The whole Shaila is in Bebeisan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Bebeisan, since he could have known about it, you bring an awesome Talib. Now the Mishnah goes further. The second half of the Mishnah is a whole different discussion. What is called a psak, that's you bring up a harem dov shel tzibur. So it's more mission like this. Haru bezin lakas kol aguf. If bezin made a psak to be oikar entire mitzvah omru, for example, ain't need the b'tayr, don't need the b'tayr, or ain't Shabbos b'tayr, no Shabbos b'tayr, or ain't a mitzvah b'tayr, no avodah zarah b'tayr. Harelu b'turim. There's no such thing here as a par harem dov shel tzibur shal halacha because you learn from the pasuk. It says manelam dover, not the whole guf, just a nakuda, a detail. That's where there's a din parham shel tzibur. But if you oikra a whole mitzvah, there's no din parham dov shel tzibur. What's an example of oikra mitzvah? Haru levatal mixas, okay, mixas, harel chayovim. Ketzad, what's the case of one detail? Omru yesh nida b'tayra, ava haba shmeras yom kenegayim potter, but he says shmeras yom kenegayim is potter. What's shmeras yom kenegayim? In time of Medina, the psukim, Isha is a nida when she sees dam. She's a nida 7 days automatically. Even if she's 1 day, 3 days, 8 days, or 7 days, she's a nida for 7 days. After that come the 11 days of Yimei Ziva. In those 11 days, if you see once, you have to abdika next morning to see if you're seeing the next day. And if you see 3 days in a row, she's called a Zava Gedayla. So it's called Shemeres Yom Kenegayim. So he says, yeah, nida is a thing, but Shemeres Yom Kenegayim is a thing. No such thing as Shemeres Yom Kenegayim. Then, if Bezin says that, you're potter. If Bezin says you're potter on that, then the Chai Param Dov Shot Ziva. Why? Because it's a detail in Hilchas Nida. Or, yes, Shabbos B'tayr. He says, of course it's the Issa Shabbos. There's 38 malachas. But the halachas Mahayitzar is not such thing. Let's say Bezin says that. The halacha is that you bring a parah mitzvah shesiver. Aval mitzvah shesiver the potter, that's a case where they say it's potter. That's a case of a detail. Another example of a detail, yeshav is chavim b'tayr, there's an isav and a zara, aval mashtachav a potter, but bowing down is potter. So all these cases are real chayav, nichayav parah mitzvah shesiver, shenem avnelem dover, dover l'kol guf. It has to be a dover, a detail, not the whole guf. So that's our mishnah. So two parts of our mishnah. The first part of mishnah is talking about shaila by the retraction, is that called toil of a bezdin? And the second half is talking about what exactly is the type of psak that Bezdin makes. So we're going to handle the first half of our Mishnah. Om Rav Yudah Om Rav. My time with Rav Shimon. And the first to speak out, it's Lav Davka my time with Rav Shimon, because everyone in our Mishnah technically agrees that it's called Toil of Das Bezdin. The Om Machlekes says, if you could have known, what's the halacha? But it, even after the retraction, our Mishnah holds, after a retraction, it's called Toil of Das Bezdin, if you could have known. That's what comes out. It's called Toil of Das Bezdin, even though there was a retraction. That's clear. So what's Pshat Rav Shimon? My time, Rav Shimon, Hoyel versus Bezdin Moisel. Mice is doing it up here, Bezdin. That's why you're potter. Ikadamri, which Ikadamri is not different than Halacha. It's just a different way of saying it. Ikadamri, Rav Yudom Rav, Oymar Rav Shimon, call you Rosh, Yotzeb Rav Tzibah. Anyhow, Rosh, like we said, it was Rav Tzibah. Did like this hayra yachid oisah is a potter yachid does his potter fishloi nitna hayra el hafkam and shaygel amazit. There's two pshatim in Rashi what these words mean. It means that the hayra was only to make a difference if shaygel amazit. The Rashi's second pshat is because if he does it by himself he's a shaygel, but if he does it al pi bezdin he's like amazit. He does not bring a carbon because he did al das bezdin. He didn't do it by mistake in himself. That's Rashi's second pshat. In any case, our Mishnah saying pshat and Rav Shimon is because toil das bezdin is potter even after retraction. That's pshat and Rav Shimon. It says, "Par helm dov shaltzibur v'sira v'schavim." Who? Where did he get the money for this carbon? This machlekes really who brings it? Bezdin or the tzibur? Even if the tzibur brings it, who? Where did he get the money from? Did he get money from a trumas halishka, the regular place where all carbon talmud comes from, or is it a special collection? So it's machlekes. But tchila goyvim aleim. The Rav Shimon was a special collection. Rabbi Daimem trumas lishka involved. It comes from regular trumas lishka. Now the problem is like this: if Rav Shimon holds a special collection, how can you say he didn't know about the retraction? They collected for parham dov shaltzibur. Obviously they retracted. They only bring a parham dov shaltzibur if they retract on psak. What do you mean he didn't know? He's living on the Iraq. They collect the money from him. What? Even if they bring him, made the collection already. Maybe they knew they made a mistake. They probably made the collection already. And the mishnah is both ways anyway. The kash on one way. The kash on that way. Kash on that way. Both ways to bring his potter. What about that way? That's real territory to your kasha. So tomorrow, Amai kivin to gavri lua havele yahida. He knows about it. Tomorrow, say three roots. One territory is about the same as gavri stam. They made a stam collection. They're collecting for a big mitzvah. They didn't say for what, and therefore he didn't know about it. That's one territory. But the same as kivin lo havele b'mas. So he was out of town. He didn't. No one collected from him. He was taka out of town. He didn't know about it. But by the same rav kidach tana shava the tanya ipcha. We learned the Bryce the opposite. But Tchila Goyvel Ham, the Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda is the one who says that you make a special collection. Rabbi Shimon Ham, Mechumas Lishke, and Baim. The Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, Mechumas Lishke, and Baim. And therefore, he doesn't know about it. So our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, all the Tanayim of our Mishnah is going according to this Madiyama, holds that Chumas is Halishke Baim, and therefore, they don't know about the mistake. So that's the bottom line. And Me'at Shem, the next year, we'll continue about these halachas of our Mishnah. Remember, the halachas of our Mishnah is a case where Bezdin made a mistake, Lamaisa, but those Rav Tzibah did it, they retracted. Now, this guy didn't know about the retraction. What's the halacha? Is it called Toil of Das Bezdin or not? And there are some details in our Mishnah, if cases he should be able to know, should be able to chap what's going on or not. And Me'at Shem, we'll see continue on Dav Dalet.